Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. It is Sunday, the 10th of September, 2023. I hope you've all had a fantastic weekend. Hope you've done lots of gardening. It was a bit warm yesterday, but it cooled down quite nicely today. Now, I've got to admit, I've had a really good weekend, it feels like. A lot of gardening has been done this weekend, while also having a bit of a social life. Now, I did a bit of gardening this morning out on the allotment and at home, which I'll get into in a moment. And today, for example, I popped out to the village that I grew up in, and we went to it was a heritage weekend, actually. There was a large tower that I used to see and always wanted to visit. That was open. But also the old rectory, as it was called, had opened its gardens. And I had a look at those gardens, of course, had a wander around, absolutely loved them. Not the hugest garden, I'll be fair, but nice size, and it was really interesting what they did. The swimming pool was actually a pond, but really nicely blended in, and we really liked it. Of course, that's not veg growing, and there wasn't much in the way of edible fruits, apart from a few apple trees, but I really liked it, and I came away with lots of photos. But the thing I really want to talk to you, or mention, I should say, is that yesterday I went to our local flower and produce show. And I've never been to one of these here locally. I've been to some where I grew up, but this one here, never been to, despite living in this town for 8 years. But I had a wander around. I quite liked the event. And even seeing the produce on show, I've got to admit, I think I could have, if I had entered, I could have had a good chance of winning a few things as well. And this has given me the idea that I'm seriously considering entering next year. Now, I don't really so much want to enter for the competition, but for the fun of it, but also the chance to connect with fellow gardeners. The thing that we noticed a lot yesterday at this event was the sense of community and the way community came together. So I'm definitely thinking about doing that next year. Now, I did mention my allotment. We've been down there today, or I've been down there today. I've got a lot done. It's looking really good at the moment, as I've got to say. Tomatoes have now been removed, and in their place I've sown a lot of green manures. And that hopefully will just start to look after itself and take things a little bit easier on me. However, the plot at home still needs a bit of TLC, and well, I'll dive into more of that over this next week. However, today I did try growing something a little different, and that was sowing the watercress seeds from this month's gift pack. Now, I've usually tried growing watercress from seeds with very little luck. Instead, the way I've usually grown watercress is I've taken a cutting of watercress or bought some watercress from a supermarket and just placed the stem in water and let it root and grown watercress from that. But seeds, you know, we're trying to grow things from seed as well. So I thought I'll give it a go. Now, what I know we need to do with watercress is it's obviously a very damp, fertile soil that it needs. So we've got a soil that really holds moisture well, plenty of perlite, and we've scattered the seeds over the top of that pot with this compost mix. Now, we've tried to keep them evenly across the top, and the seeds are so tiny we really didn't need to bury them at all. We just simply pressed the seeds into the soil to try and make sure that they are in good contact with the soil. Then what we've done is we've placed the pot in outside, actually, because it's still a little bit warm. We might put it in the greenhouse at some point as it gets cooler, but we've just placed it outside, and we've just got to make sure we keep that soil consistently moist, not waterlogged, consistently moist. What I will do is place it in a little saucer, the pot in a little saucer, just in order so it keeps the water or the soil moist, and make sure that water always has water, that saucer always has water in it. I'll get my words mixed today. Now, watercress does prefer pretty cool temperatures for germination, between 10 to 15 degrees C. So temperature is dropping this week, which is why I've done it. And I'm also going to place that container in a shaded spot of our garden, just to try and help keep that conditions right. Now, germination can take up to 14 days, and as long as we keep the soil moisture level right during this time, it should do okay. Then when they are growing and showing their true leaves, we can transplant those into a larger container, giving them about 15 centimetres of space between each plant. Now again, what we've got to do is consistently keep that soil moist. We don't have to submerge them in water like many people expect with watercress. They just have to be consistently moist. And I would say they actually need a lot of water. So keep them really, really well watered and they should start producing. We just pick the leaves as and when we need them. And the great thing is, it is a cat and come again crop. So they will continue to be able to harvest all these leaves and use them quite regularly. It's as easy as that. It really is. The difficult thing I find is just getting the seeds to germinate because of the fact that the soil needs to be consistently moist. And then to keep them growing, the soil also needs to be consistently moist. You often see watercress growing in rakes and streams in Hampshire where they are actually fully submerged. But we don't need to do that. Now, something else I want to talk to you guys about. On Friday, I managed to get my hands on some onion sets and a garlic bulb from a local store. Now, my usual supplier would be Wilko's, and as we all know, they are having a few problems and looks like they're going to close. So I popped into a shop called The Range. Now, I often go into The Range. It's actually a customer of ours, but they had a great deal where you could get 3 packs for £5. And this was sort of mix and match with your spring bulbs. But I got two packs of onion sets at 250 grams each and 2 bulbs of garlic. Now, generally speaking, I've saved some of my own garlic. So this is just an extra garlic and we'll see how it gets on. But I was having a discussion on the live show tonight and a lot of people there were saying they have much more success with growing onions from seeds, less bolting and much more successful. Well, I've always leaned towards sets over seeds. I just find them easier to look after. I get better results, better onions. But the real problem is, I think, when it comes to seeds, is the pricking on and the extra work involved. Excuse my phone going off there. So what I thought I'm going to do this month is try a comparison, sow some onion seeds and see what happens. But what I would really like to know is how you guys grow onions. Do you grow from sets of seeds and why? Please do email me, richard@adventuregrowpodcast.co.uk. Well, that brings us up to the end of tonight's Supporters Club podcast. Thank you so much for your support and let's continue to build a gardening community. You take care and I'll speak to you again next time.